Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Before I get to the texts, which are coming right up, I just wanted to mention, because I just saw it, the announcement for one of the Station in the Building's big Christmas shows.
Oh, yes.
One of your favorite bands is going to be playing.
Cake?
No, the Struts.
Oh, the Struts. Oh, how exciting. Where are they doing it?
I'm not.
I have it. I printed it out.
Is it Shoreline?
So it's Alt 105.3, Not So Silent Night. Oh. Florence and the Machine, Death Cab for Cutie, Bastille, Young the Giant, Churches, the Struts, and El King. El King.
Mm-hmm.
December 8th, SAP Center.
Oh.
All right. Oh. That's far from you.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
It is far. December 8th is a midweek, isn't it? Mm. Oh, no, maybe that's a weekend.
How would you possibly have any guess?
Because the 11th and 12th are the rescheduled dates for somebody who canceled.
December 8th is Saturday.
Oh, great.
How could you possibly have known that? That is ridiculous.
Because I knew that the 11th and 12th were midweek.
Nobody remembers that.
People remember. Can't even remember who canceled the shows that got rescheduled.
And you know what? Winterland is happening that week.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
That Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I can do two shows.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Yeah. By the way, the ads are out now everywhere for the Queen movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be reviewing that in a couple weeks. It doesn't come out till November 2nd.
And we'll be hearing your interview with the cast. Can't wait
it
for that.
It looks like that kid's pulling it.
He is.
It looks so good.
We
saw Star is Born on Thursday.
Yeah.
And just saw the preview. It was more stuff than I'd normally seen. And oh my God, it looked great. But you guys have seen the whole thing. I had to make Tommy shut up about it. Tommy Igo saw it with Hooman, because I guess he's going to be the review partner.
Yeah.
And at one point, I'm like, you have to stop talking about this. Like, I can't. You're telling me everything.
I'll say this. They're really working that cast, because they're making them do this like multi-city tour. All these
dears.
Red carpets. Because they're believing they've got a humongous Oscar award-winning film here.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. You loved it, right?
Well, I don't want to say too much.
The task in front of them was a doozy.
It was a doozy.
Like, they could have blown it. So if they pulled it, I could see why they're like, let's
show this.
Let's be proud of this. This is a big deal. Because I'm expecting, honestly, I expect zero.
Come on.
Really? I mean, how are you going to pull that off?
Right.
I don't really believe you can go out that one of the greatest singers of all time, you're going to have some guy lip sync that?
Yeah.
And it's going to look okay?
He's actually pulling the look pretty good.
He looks
just like Freddie.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. In the ads, it's
right. I can't
he might
wait.
Be pulling it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 800-400-3697 is our text number.
Good job.
You're confusing me with all those
bloopy-oops.
I'm like, hey.
Well, there's no Brynn here to play the, you know.
408 says, I'm cool with teens trick-or-treating, but if their costume is a backwards baseball cap, they get raisins.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Uh-huh. Here you go, kid. Here's an apple.
Good morning, Alice Radio. On the subject of older kids trick-or-treating, do you ever stop to think that these kids... Do you ever stop to think what these kids might be doing if they're not trick-or-treating, like causing trouble? They can't have fun for a couple more years? I gotta strip their innocence and assume they're bad?
Well, I would never turn one away, but I always... And mostly because I'm afraid they'll torch my house or throw a pumpkin at it if I don't give them candy. But I have said, boy, you seem tall to be a trick-or-treater. Huh.
What did they say?
Good cause. Nothing. They're like, give me my candy, bitch. You know how kids are.
life. No, I don't know about that. I haven't had any kid call me a bitch on my front doorstep.
Well, but in their mind, they do. They just want their candy.
Bounce their candy off their forehead.
Catch. Go long.
You just call me bitch on my doorstep?
I can tell. If, you know, I look at their eyes and I can read their minds.
I don't think so. 510, maybe Uncle Bob loved your mom. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think Uncle Bob loved meth is what I think.
Oh,
Uncle Bob.
Oh, no. Poor Uncle Bob.
We think that's what that was. We don't think that was he loved his stepsister. We think he loved the drugs.
That's sad.
Mm. Yeah, it is sad. Mm. You're right. It's very sad. But, I mean, happens.
Yeah, it does.
Wow, Yuzi, I have the same experience with my mother. It's not your mom.
You cut them off. Yeah, it was my aunt.
Yeah.
Or his, my aunt.
I want to go to Alani, says 707.
Well, you know, you have to talk to your own promotions department.
We all want to go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I get your own promotions, people. We can't help you.
Whom and what the heck? I know the French Connection really well, only I don't know the main character's name.
Popeye McDougal.
I mean, it's been so long. It's hard to remember every film, every detail of every film.
I agree.
And I have to see so many movies. Oh, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Get him.
Come on.
707 says, I never knew my maternal grandpa because when my mom was five, he went out to pull the car into the garage and never came back. The Great Depression.
Oh, boy. He just left?
You know, I know that some people, and I've certainly in some situations been able to, like, block my heart off from certain things where I'm like, I'm not open to that right now. But the idea that you could walk away from your kid incomplete and be like, peace for good, that is beyond belief.
I'm going out for cigarettes.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone's heart could do that.
I know. It's like that movie where Bryan Cranston hides in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like that movie.
It's just
that movie.
How could you watch
that? Stupid and ridiculous and could never have happened.
But to be up there and be watching your family,
right?
And like,
you
think,
wouldn't
yeah,
be
I'm gonna
able
stay
to
up
just
here.
Keep staying up there. You wouldn't. You couldn't.
Yeah, it does seem unlikely. No. And then to come out a year later and be like, yeah, I've been up in the attic. This whole time.
It's one thing for a one night stand, but you can't lock your heart off for like from your kids.
It does. It seems unlikely.
No way, Jose.
Oh, you're such a good daddy now.
I don't know about that, but I mean, really, you know, you think about the stuff they say to you and you're like, my poor heart. In a good way,
yes,
you know, but
yeah.
I mean, yikes.
God, the love I feel. How could I walk away from
it's
this?
It's killing me.
I do need cigarettes.
Over the years, I've noticed Hooman has a penchant for removing himself from as much responsibility as possible.
Wow, don't call that. That's not responsibility.
Wants a landlord to take care of his dwelling and now danger. Wants someone to take care of the responsibility of...
And of then what?
It, and it does, then it just
of
has a letter
not.
S.
Think you're just of the, rambling,
what
texter.
What starts
once
with
again,
S?
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Once again, you're disappointing me with your mean comments.
You guys have let Tooman down. Please stop doing that, texters.
Who even knows what I was saying?
Met my husband at work. 3 weeks later, we were engaged. 34 years and going strong.
Aww.
Damn.
925 says, sex keeps my husband and I together for 15 years. We are complete opposites and bicker and on a regular basis. But the sex, oh man.
Oh boy.
More, please.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Is it?
Sure, that's great. The sex is good.
You bicker nonstop. You can only be in bed for so long.
Exactly.
Spend all day there. Sounds like
and
they're into it.
All the rest of the
day.
Time you bicker?
Yeah.
No thanks. I'll just take
sounds great.
Medium sex.
Let's
or
have some makeup sex right now.
Regular sex or even bi-weekly sex over bickering nonstop.
You want family harmony.
And having the... I just need some peace.
That's sweet.
You know that? Have you ever seen that? Those people who are
have.
Nonstop at each other?
And they just do it in front of other people. Yeah. And, oh, I hate
God,
them.
God,
so
dude.
Much.
Well, there it is. I was One of my buddies, this is such a crazy story.
Hold that story for 1 second. By the way, Johnny Mosley heard him ranting and wrote in. He was like, dude, you're so right. Married and happy.
Wait, Johnny. Wrote in what? What?
Wrote in to Hooman.
To Hooman. He was like, oh man, you're right on, dude.
About what?
About how he was like, oh, women, they always want something.
And no, I was like, the sex isn't going to be able to keep you guys together. Apparently it does for that 15-year couple, but everybody else, I'm like, great sex is not a marriage saver or a relationship saver. You have to like the person. You have to like what's coming
right
out of their
on,
mouth.
Man.
You have to. So he was laughing hard.
All right, so go ahead.
So this guy at one point was one of my best friends, but then he got involved with this crazy cult. But anyway, he was with this he was with this girl, and they were going to move to the East Coast. And he goes, Hooman, I'm packing. I'm literally like 4 hours away from leaving San Francisco forever. Can you come over right now to say goodbye? Anyway, I walk into the house, and his girlfriend, who he's about to move to the East Coast with, they're screaming at each other. And I'm sitting in the living room for 40 minutes listening to them scream. She finally walks in the living room and goes, can you sit outside on the steps so we can finish our argument?
Oh,
I'm like, sure.
You didn't just leave?
No, I want to say goodbye to my buddy.
You waited outside for them to finish fighting. So
I did.
That you could.
After 40 minutes.
After
did they
40
finish
minutes.
Up really quickly?
Or no, I had to wait like 20 minutes.
That's what it was. They wanted to do it on the couch where you were sitting so that they would make up.
Is that what it was?
Yep, exactly. How are they doing?
Oh, no, they're pleased.
How's the cult? What is that cult
yeah,
called?
Yeah, what's the cult?
I don't want to say because a lot of people believe in it, and we're going to get a lot of people writing in.
So it's that one religion?
It's more of like a motivational, like.
What is it?
I'm just going to say it starts with an L. We'll leave it there.
The Latter-day Saints?
No.
The leprechauns?
The Lutherans?
I don't want to say.
Lab Rats like, Incorporated?
The people that are with this are like, they're brainwashed.
La Bamba?
Here, I'm going to write it down, and if you want to say it, you can say it.
Lagunitas? IPA?
Why in all these scenarios is it the women who are at fault?
Hold it up to me. Just
who says it's not you, who man?
Here we go. We're going to get the.
Oh, you're going to get
I've
the name.
I've never heard this before.
That's the name of it right there.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Oh.
I mean, I've
heard
that.
Have you heard of it, Sarah?
As a cult, no.
I've heard, you know, there's a landmark, like, oh, there's...
Yeah.
turn left
Tower,
at the rock.
Yeah,
yeah I mean... Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I've never heard it as...
A
cult.
Yeah.
We have to look into it. I might want to join that.
How's he doing? Is he, like...
I don't know.
His way up the ranks?
At one point, he was just, like, a guy who I just loved and loved being around.
Is it that one guy that broke up with you when you got married?
Well, that's every guy. I've never been able to rescue one of my friends.
Was it Ben?
Oh, Ben and I don't really talk anymore. So.
But he's not the landmark
right,
guy.
No,
he's not,
not
the cult guy.
No.
All right.
All right. Is he working his way up the ranks, though, or what's his deal?
Yeah, is he like the king of it yet?
He just kind of disappeared. I don't know what happened to him.
But is he the guy growing onions, or is he like, you know, I mean, there's like the farmer guys,
sure.
And then there's the guys that, right,
the cult.
You know.
No, he's worked his way up. Yeah, he's got a good job, and I'm sure
does
he's
wear special robes,
six figures.
Oh,
oh
my
he makes
goodness.
Money from the
oh, yeah.
From
wow.
The well, somebody who you know from that organization has recruited him, and
wow,
like a big deal now.
My goodness, six figures in a cult. I didn't realize it was so lucrative.
Let's see.
I missed the last complaint about me. If you don't
it
want
doesn't
to repeat,
matter. Where's Bryn? Says 510.
Yeah, where is he?
That's what we're saying too. He's on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Like we all these things that you don't even notice it. Like the tech sound and the fastback sound and all the stuff. No Bryn to play it.
408. I love Steve Perry, but his record is more yacht music than rock and journey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's a fair assessment.
They're all very pleasant songs.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, Pete basically predicted their breakup during Weekend Update. Look it up. It's pretty funny.
No, he said that. When we, if we ever break up, which we won't, we will. But we won't. I mean, he said it.
Right.
Because I'll be in a Kmart somewhere, and I'll hear the Pete Davidson song come over the speakers. She'll be getting royalties, and I'll be working there at Kmart.
Bad form, S&V Morning Show. You broke the rule and played Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
now
sorry.
Christmas is canceled this year.
God.
Oh, well. Oops.
Don't tell Vinny.
Yeah, I'm having
Vinny's doing
Christmas.
It, whether it's canceled or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you guys can cancel it.
Can't
them.
Wait.
I'll turn the...
I am excited for Christmas, though, because we're going to get a house in Tahoe and go up there with the extended family. And
nice.
I hope
wait, so Tina's
snow.
Coming?
No, she's not. She can if she wants to, but she's...
She didn't get an invite?
I didn't officially invite her.
Oh, Tina.
They have their own Christmas to do.
Do you want
to
come or not?
Keener.
Do you think they want to come? They probably want to come. Are your parents coming?
No. Just us and my
family. Do your parents know?
No, I don't think they know. They
oh
know
my
now.
God.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Tina.
Well, you said extended family.
Well, I met the family that lives right next door to me.
So just your brother?
Yes, and his family. Didn't even think of those people. Out of sight, out of mind.
Men are excited for Christmas because generally the women do the work and make the magic happen.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what that
Christmas
means.
Doesn't happen without Mom. I'll tell you that right now. God, it's a pain in my ass.
415 says, even if they notice she wasn't drinking, you just make something up. I don't feel like drinking today or something. This
right.
is about Meghan Markle spilling the beans on her pregnancy at someone else's wedding.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, that's wrong.
What you want to do.
I know that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. You hung your mind. I mean, I was amazed that you got that the etiquette had been breached.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Did you guys already talk about who won the bet about the length of Ariana and Pete's engagement?
We did. We've actually discussed it a few times today. Hooman won the bet. He
Cheers.
Predicted September 1st, which was the closest.
Do you think she looked up and went, oh my God, he's butt ugly.
Yeah.
Like, how did
yep.
I let this happen to me?
Yep. She probably was laying in bed and looked over at him, snoring, drooling.
I was just like, what am I
what
doing?
What am I doing with this guy?
I am a pop star.
Yep.
Dirt.
And, like, absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Right.
I can do better. Maybe she's just sick of dealing with broken people, too, you know? She just got out of that relationship with Mac Miller.
Right.
Now she's in one with Pete. He seems like a nightmare.
I work for PG&E. It was reviewed with the city planners, medical facilities, etc. Not just arbitrarily shut down. There was a lot of thought behind it. This is that we are in fire conditions right mm-hmm. now in the Bay Area. So they
when it got really windy yesterday.
Some power shutdowns. And we should definitely not be throwing our cigarette butts out the window today.
Among all the other
come
spark
on, you just did
things.
It. I just said don't do that.
Don't. I can't believe you can see through the radio.
It was only shut down in high-risk areas.
Yeah, they showed a map of it on the morning news on Channel 2.
408 says, Bonnie, just be an anchorman a la Ron Burgundy for ANN. Just a suit and a stash.
What's the ANN?
I will not be sucked in.
Rawr.
I'm not doing it.
Rawr is so much cooler than
it's not at all cool. ANN is what it's always been.
No, it's never been that. There's no network. It has to be a network to have network in it.
It's not a conversation I'm having with you. Thanks.
Rawr.
What about all the parents who are stuck at home with their kids today in Calistoga because there's no school?
Yeah, what about it? Well, at least there's nothing on fire either. That's good news.
I used to jump in Lodi. They have had a slew of incidents over the past years. That's from 831. I don't know that person.
This is jump out of a plane.
Yeah, there was an accident over the weekend in that particular spot. 510 says 15 skydive deaths in 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
At that spot.
Damn.
That I don't know anything
lot,
about that.
It?
These are just texters saying stuff. I don't know. Mm. We don't want no trouble here.
No, we do not.
We're not trying to pass it. I love Halloween. Hooman, you have to review the movie. I've been waiting almost 6 months for that movie
There's
to come out.
No way.
Oh, please.
I hate those
Send Rudy and Tommy. They did a good job with the last right. scary movie. Make them go. That'd be fun.
Well, then maybe... Let me take a look.
All right!
I think that movie comes out this week. And then Rudy and I can review a different movie next week. How's
great.
That?
Sounds great.
All right.
Sounds perfect.
Put that together.
Let me talk to
Do
you.
Do your thing.
You can't believe the number of people... You could be rich and retired if you want to, like, sell dirty panties. Not dirty.
Me?
Used panties. That doesn't make them dirty.
Dirty. They're dirty.
Look at her.
Yeah, set up a little website, girl.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I can't
think
of
one reason.
Maybe
Debbie can set it up for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have my girl set it up for you.
Oh, how would Debbie handle those? With tongs?
No, Yuzi has to pack
myself.
Her own panties.
Yeah. Oh!
She'll handle the panty packing. Thank you very much.
All right, I guess we're current.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back to say bye. Ranting and wrote in, he was like, dude, you're so right. Married and happy.
Wait, Johnny. Wrote in what? What?
Wrote in to Hooman.
To Hooman. He was like, oh man, you're right on, dude.
About what?
About how he was like, oh, women, they always want something. And
no, I was like, was the sex thing? Isn't going to be able to keep you guys together. Apparently it does for that 15-year couple, but everybody else, I'm like, great sex is not a marriage saver or a relationship saver. You have to like the person. You have to like what's coming
right
out of their
on,
mouth.
Man.
You have to. So he was laughing hard.
All right, so go ahead.
So this guy at one point was one of my best friends, but then he got involved with this crazy cult. But anyway, he was with this
what?
He was with this girl, and they were going to move to the East Coast. And he goes, Hooman, I'm packing. I'm literally like 4 hours away from leaving San Francisco forever. Can you come over right now to say goodbye? Anyway, I walk into the house, and his girlfriend, who he's about to move to the East Coast with, they're screaming at each other. And I'm sitting in the living room for 40 minutes listening to them scream. She finally walks in the living room and goes, can you sit outside on the steps so we can finish our argument?
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, sure.
You didn't just leave?
No, oh, I want to say goodbye to my buddy. I mean, I was literally...
You waited outside for them to finish fighting so that you could...
After 40 minutes.
After
did they
40
finish
minutes.
Up really quickly?
Or no, I had to wait like 20 minutes. I was basically
that's what it was. They wanted to do it on the couch where you were sitting so that they would make up.
Is that what it was?
Yep, exactly. How are they doing?
Oh, no, they're please.
How's the cult? What is that cult
yeah,
called?
Yeah, what's the cult?
I don't want to say because a lot of people believe in it, and we're going to get a lot of people writing in.
So it's that one religion?
It's not a. It's more of like a motivational, like.
What is it?
I'm just going to say it starts with an L. We'll leave it there.
The Latter-day Saints?
No.
The Leprechauns?
The Lutherans?
I don't want to say.
Lab Rats like, Incorporated?
The people that are with this are like, they're brainwashed.
La Bamba?
Here, I'm going to write it down, and if you want to say it, you can say it.
Lagunitas? IPA?
Why in all these scenarios is it the women who are at
them.
Fault?
Hold it up to me. Just
who says
it
it's not you, who man?
Here we go. We're going to get the...
Oh, you're going to get
I've
the name.
I've never heard this before.
That's the name of it right there.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Oh.
I mean, I've
Have
heard
Have you heard
that.
Of it, Sarah?
As a cult, no.
I've heard, you know, there's a landmark, like, oh, there's...
Yeah.
Turn turn left
tower,
at the rock.
Yeah,
yeah I mean... Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I've never heard it as...
A
cult.
Yeah.
We have to look into it. I might want to join that.
How's he doing? Is he, like...
I don't know.
We've, working his way up the ranks?
At one point,
or?
He was just, like, a guy who I just loved and loved being around.
Is it that one guy that broke up with you when you got married?
Well, that's every guy. I've never
Ben?
Been able to rescue one of my friends.
Was it Ben?
Oh, Ben and I don't really talk anymore. So.
But he's not the landmark
right,
guy.
No, he's
not.
He's
not the cult guy.
No.
All right.
All right. Is he working his way up the ranks, though, or what's his deal?
Yeah, is he like the king of it yet?
He just kind of disappeared. He just, uh-oh. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, but is he the guy growing onions, or is he like, you know, I mean, there's like the farmer guys,
sure.
and then there's
they
the guys that,
food
right,
for the cult.
The, you know.
No, he's worked his way up. Yeah, he's got a good job, and I'm sure
he wears special robes.
Six figures.
Oh,
oh
my
he
goodness.
Makes money from the.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Wow.
Well, somebody who, you know, from that organization has recruited him, and.
Wow.
Like a big
wow.
deal now.
My goodness, six figures in a cult. I didn't realize it was so lucrative.
Let's see.
I missed the last complaint about me. If you don't
it
want
doesn't
to repeat,
matter. Where's Bryn? Says 510.
Yeah, where is he?
That's what we're
Where's
saying,
Bryn?
Too. He's on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Like, we all these things that normally, you don't even notice it. Like, the tech sound and the fastback sound and all the stuff. No Bryn to play it.
408. I love Steve Perry, but his record is more yacht music than rockin' journey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's
what
a
he
fair
to do. Sure.
Assessment.
They're all very pleasant songs.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, Pete basically predicted their breakup during Weekend Update. Look it up. It's pretty funny.
No, he said that. When we, if we ever break up, which we won't, we will. But we won't. I mean, he said it.
Right.
Because I'll be in a Kmart somewhere, and I'll hear the Pete Davidson song come over the speakers. She'll be getting royalties, and I'll be working there at Kmart.
Bad form, S&V Morning Show. You broke the rule and played Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
now
sorry.
Christmas is canceled this year.
God.
Oh, well. Oops.
Don't tell Vinny.
Yeah, I'm having Christmas.
Vinny's doing
Christmas.
It, whether it's canceled or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you guys can cancel it.
Can't
them.
Wait.
I'll turn the...
I am excited for Christmas, though, because we're going to get a house in Tahoe and go up there with the extended family. And
nice.
I hope
wait, so Tina's
snow.
Coming?
No, she's not. She can if she wants to, but she's...
She didn't get an invite?
I didn't officially invite her.
Oh, Tina.
They have their own Christmas to do.
Do you want
to
come or not?
Keener.
Do you think they want to come? They probably want to come. Are your parents coming?
No. Just us and my
do your parents
family.
Know?
No, I don't think they know. They
oh
know
my
now.
God.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Tina.
Well, you said extended family.
Well, I met the family that lives right next door to me.
So just your brother?
Yes, and his family. Even think of those people. Out of sight, out of mind.
Men are excited for Christmas because generally the women do the work and make the magic happen.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what that means.
Christmas doesn't happen without Mom. I'll tell you that right now. God, it's a pain in my ass.
415 says, even if they noticed she wasn't drinking, you just make something up. I don't feel like drinking today or something. This
right.
is about Meghan Markle spilling the beans on her pregnancy at someone else's wedding.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, that's wrong.
What you want to do.
I know that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. You hung your mind. I mean, I was amazed that you got that the etiquette had been breached.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Did you guys already talk about who won the bet about the length of Ariana and Pete's engagement?
We did. We've actually discussed it a few times today. Hooman won the bet. He
Cheers.
Predicted September 1st, which was the closest.
Do you think she looked up and went, oh my God, he's butt ugly?
Yeah.
Like, how did
yep.
I let this happen to me?
Yep. She probably was laying in bed and looked over at him, snoring, drooling.
Was just like, what am I
what
doing?
What am I doing with this guy?
I am a pop star.
Yep.
Dirt.
And, like, absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Right.
I can do better. Maybe she's just sick of dealing with broken people, too, you know? She just got out of that relationship with Mac Miller.
Right.
And now she's in one with Pete. He seems like a nightmare.
I work for PG&E. It was reviewed with the city planners, medical facilities, etc. Not just arbitrarily shut down. There was a lot of thought behind it. This is that we are in fire conditions right mm-hmm. now in the Bay Area. So they
when it got really windy yesterday.
Some power shutdowns. And we should definitely not be throwing our cigarette butts out the window today.
Among all the other
spark generating
things.
Come on, you just did
things.
It. I just said don't do that.
Don't. I can't believe you can see through the radio.
It was only shut down in high-risk areas.
Yeah, they showed a map of it on the morning news on Channel 2.
408 says, Bonnie, just be an anchorman a la Ron Burgundy for ANN. Just a suit and a stash.
What's the ANN?
I will not be sucked in.
Rawr.
I'm not doing it.
Rawr is so much cooler than
it's not at all cool. ANN is what it's always been.
No, it's never been that. There's no network. It has to be a network to have network in
this
it.
This is not a conversation I'm having with you. Thanks.
Rawr.
What about all the parents who are stuck at home with their kids today in Calistoga because there's no school?
Yeah, what about it? Well, at least there's nothing on fire either. That's good news.
I used to jump in Lodi. They have had a slew of incidents over the past years. That's from 831. I don't know that person.
This is jump out of a plane.
Yeah, there was an accident over the weekend in that particular spot. 510 says 15 skydive deaths in 16 years.
Mm.
At that spot.
Damn.
I don't know anything about that. These are just texters saying stuff. I don't know. Mm. We don't want no trouble here.
No, we do not.
We're not trying to pass it. I love Halloween. Hooman, you have to review the movie. I've been waiting almost 6 months for that movie to come out.
No way.
Oh, please.
Send Rudy and Tommy. They did a good job with the last scary movie. Make them go. That'd be fun.
Well, then maybe, let me take a look.
All right.
I think that movie comes out this week. And then Rudy and I can review a different movie next week. How's
great.
That?
Sounds great.
All right.
Sounds perfect.
Put that together.
Let me talk to
you. Do you think?
You can't believe the number of people. You could be rich and retired if you want to like sell dirty panties. It's not dirty.
Me?
Used panties. That doesn't make them dirty.
Dirty. They're dirty.
It's a thought.
Look at her.
Yeah, set up a little website, girl.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I can't
think
of
one. Maybe
Debbie
can set it up for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have my girl set it up for you.
Oh, how would Debbie handle those? With tongs?
No, Yuzi has to pack
myself.
Her own
yeah.
panties.
Oh!
She'll handle the panty packing. Thank you very much.
All right, I guess we're current.
All right, we'll take a quick break and come back to say bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Do you really think it's wrong?
What's wrong?
Asking her if she wants to go and get rich doing this used panty thing.
It's
a little gross.
Yeah.
Well,
What's gross about that? It's because she's a woman who works in corporate America, and she's got an image to uphold, and now she's selling her used panties on the side. It's demeaning. Mm-hmm. It would make you a ton of money, though.
What's demeaning about it?
That she's selling her dirty panties.
So she's giving joy
that part of it.
To people who are willing to pay money for it and not having
any
communication.
I just think there are people who would look down on that and say, then wouldn't be able to take her seriously. She'd be the panty selling girl and not the high level executive producer.
That I am. Yes.
Don't you think, though, that even the people who are willing to go out on that limb and be like, oh, you do that, are probably like, wow, $1,000. That must smell good. Right?
I'm going to think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't just at least think about it. I mean, geez.
And if Michael says it's okay.
Yeah, Michael said it did not violate your morals clause.
I'm telling you, it works. There's something to it. It's not just completely...
Have you bought panties online?
No, I've just... I told you, I just went...
If you didn't have a girl that
dirty
you could
laundry
go
hamper.
To the laundry, if you didn't have the dirty laundry right there,
would you
go online and get them?
No, I haven't thought to go get them, and I haven't.
What if Yuzette had a site? So would you buy a pair of
Yuzettes? Would you buy
I wouldn't.
For me?
I couldn't.
She'll give you a discount because she knows you. Friends and family, 10%.
If she threw me a pair on the side, like then
for
maybe
free?
I'd check it out. Uh-huh. But I don't. I wouldn't buy them. I can't buy.
You got to get cute panties too.
I got college to pay for stuff. I can't be paying $1,000 for dirty and sorry, smelly or however you want to word it.
Used underwear.
Yeah. Right.
Gently.
Well, it's food for thought, Yuzi. I mean, sounds like there's a market for it.
All right, guys. I think it's that
I'm
time.
I'm feeling like it's the end. Happy Monday, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.